Walk into Mercado de la Raza in Barataria and you'll hear something a bit unusual for Honolulu, Spanish. That's Martha Sanchez Romero, the proud owner of the only Hispanic market in the state. Her shelves are lined with bulk dried chiles, tomatillos, and fresh corn tortillas.
I remember there was nothing in the markets. Nothing. I used to go to California and kind of bring things with me. Slowly, I remember there was a need for it. And I said, when my kids go to school, I'm going to open a store.
20 years later, that store still stands. Martha says it's the little things that keep customers coming back. Homemade salsa, guacamole, and her famous green chile tamales.
The first time I opened the store and I started selling fresh tamales, people tried what a fresh tamale is. And they fell in love with it.
Martha now makes about 500 every other weekend, and the popular items go fast. Last week, she sold out in less than 30 minutes.
But there's some customers that have been coming to my little store for 20 years, you know? And a lot of them even tell me, oh, you know I can find it here or I can find it there, but I like coming to your store. And that I really appreciate.
One of those loyal customers is Robert McGee, the chef behind Link, a company that makes sausages and bacon from locally raised meats.
I lived here for like a year and searched for a place for these types of ingredients in general, and couldn't find. And then I met a guy and he told me, oh, you don't know about Mercado. You haven't met Martha yet. You should go meet Martha.
Since then, McGee has become a Mercado regular. He recently stopped in on a Sunday, his arms full by the time he reached the register.
The Peruvian chili paste, which is the ají amarillo, they're really beautiful, spicy, aromatic. And then I get achiote en polvo, which means pulverized annatto, which is used in a lot of Portuguese recipes. So I actually use it for a fresh Portuguese sausage that I make.
As I watch customers filter through the store, it seems many come in just as much to see Martha as they do for the food.
You know, they come and they talk to me and they tell me about their family or they tell me about their home. That's the type of business that I wanted to do from the beginning. Yeah, like little neighborhood store. That's how I grew up and that's how they grew up. So they like the familiarity of being here.
Now with two grown children, she's hoping to move to the mainland and retire in Portland, Oregon.
I want to sell my store. You know, I want to sell it. And having that option, it gives me the freedom to choose who I want to sell it to. And hopefully, I sell it to somebody who can continue the store, you know, the way I've been doing it. The store will survive.
Martha says she hopes her son will take over the family business. But if not, she'd like to find a new owner by April. That means her loyal customers only have a few more months to get their fill of fresh tamales. Molly Solomon for HPR News.